Lakeland. All of the Rhinos volleyball teams have now competed in Premier 2 and 3 tournaments. Next stop, Provincials. For Rhinos 12U and 13U teams, Premier 2 marked the last tournament before Provincials. Known affectionately as the Baby Rhinos or Mini Rhinos, the 12U team finished their regular season tied for first place in Division 1 North. Competing at Premier 2 in Edmonton on March 25, the one-day event consisted of 9 co-ed Northern Alberta teams. While the playoff structure didn't allow for a best-on-best final, the girls' dominant 4-1 record put them at the top of the class, stated Scott Cameron, the Rhinos club president. Through their two premier tournaments, our Black Ladies have posted a cumulative 7-3 win-loss record and will get to test their skills against the full province-wide field for the first time at Provincials in late April. The three Rhinos 13U teams found their own varying levels of success during Premier 2. The 13U Black finished third overall in Division 1 North, increasing their rank by 2 spots to claim a bronze medal at the Premier 2 tournament. Coming off a strong fifth-place finish at their opening tournament, the 13U Black Ladies continued to trend in the right direction, compiling a dominant 6-1 record en route to the bronze medal in Edmonton on the April 1 weekend, described Cameron. The Black Ladies will finally get their chance to test their skills against the entire province come April 29. They will be seeded in Pool C of Division 1's 16-team field for Provincials. The 13U White squad was also able to climb the ranks and improve on their previous showing during Premier 1. The group finished 10th overall in Division 1 North following 3 wins and 4 losses at the tournament. The 13U Silver Crew finished Premier 2 in 22nd spot in Division 2 North with a 1-6 record. Our Cold Lake-based Silver Crew battled in Division 2 for their Premier 2 event, and while the win-loss totals didn't necessarily reward our Silver Ladies, they most definitely showed some growth and development from the last time they took the court, said Cameron. As the 22nd place finisher in the North, the Silver Ladies will enter the Alberta-wide provincial slotted in Division 4's Pool C. Premier 3 results. 14U teams. The 14U White squad maintained their position between Premier 2 and 3 that expands from competing against teams in the North to competing against Division 2-ranked teams across the province. With a 2-5 win-loss record in Premier 3, the White Ladies maintained their 12th-place finish in Division 2 and will retain their Division 2 status for Provincials at the end of April. Earning bronze medals at Premier 3, the 14U Black team showed they were ready to move back up to Division 3 for Provincials after winning 6 out of 7 games in their Division 4 tournament. The medal finish earned the Black squad a promotion up to Division 3 for Provincials later this month, said Cameron. Finishing in 16th place in Alberta overall during Premier 2, the 14U men's team would be bumped down to Division 2 for their Premier 3 tournament. Positioned in Division 2 for Premier 3, our young boys team was eager to compete against teams closer to their caliber in their Provincials tune-up tourney in Edmonton. But with just 26 14U boys teams in the entire province, make no mistake, there is still plenty of talent lurking in Division 2 and wins would again prove tough to come by, explained Cameron. The 14U squad would find themselves stationed in 10th place at Premier 3 following a 1-6 win-loss showing. 15U teams playing Premier 3 in Spruce Grove. Our 15U Black Ladies were looking to chisel away at the Division 2 standings and climb as many spots as possible in preparation for Provincials, Cameron said. The girls had found themselves in familiar waters at Premier 2 and had come up just short. But if one thing rings true by Premier 3, it is the fact you are likely seated right where you belong. The Black Crew closed the Premier tournament in 6th spot in Division 2, ranking 22nd in the province overall. The team will find themselves seated in a familiar spot, having finished in 7th spot in Premier 2 come Provincials later this month. The goal will be the same once more, get into a medal game, said the club's president. Much like their Black counterparts, our 15U White Ladies entered their Premier 3 weekend in Edmonton hungry to make some moves in the standings, he continued. Making the most of competing against Division 4 North teams, the White team would find success winning 5 of their 7 games and claiming a bronze medal. With the North and the South coming together for all divisions at Provincials, our White Ladies will be slotted in Division 4 for Provincials in late April, said Cameron. 16 U teams. The 16 U Black team entered Premier 3 in Red Deer as the 10th-seeded team in Division 1. They would wrap up Premier 3 with 4 wins and 3 losses, slipping a spot from 10th place to 11th between the Premier 2 and 3 tournaments. Later this month, 16U Black will once again find themselves in Pool C for Provincials. The 16U White squad headed home with a 9th-place finish at Premier 3, moving up 2 spots after tying for 11th place in Premier 2. The team would finish the tournament with a 3-3 record. Our White Ladies were in Edmonton for their Premier 3 weekend, slotted into Pool B of the 23-team D3 draw. With the teams largely positioned where they belong at this stage of the season, our White crew played some ultra-competitive pool games, said Cameron. The White team will retain their Division 3 status for Provincials later this month when they come up against teams from across the province. On the 16U men's side, the Rhinos team completed Premier 3 in 9th place in Division 3, ranking 33 in the province overall. With a 4-4 record finish, the 16U men will maintain the boys' position in Division 3 for Provincials. 17U team. The 17U Black team found themselves losing ground in Division 2 during Premier 3. With a 3-4 win-lose record, the team took a 13th-place finish at Premier 3, following their 4th-place finish in Premier 2. Our 17U Black Ladies were in Edmonton, over the March 25th weekend, for Premier 3, looking to make some moves in Division 2 with final seeding for Provincials at stake. With the blended 17U-18U age group splitting to age-specific format for next month's Big Dance, the Black Ladies were in need of a top 9 finish to secure a Division 1 berth, Cameron explained. The 13th place result will position our Rhinos in the exact same place come Provincials, a top pool seed in Division 2. 18U team. The 18U Black team came out of Premier 3 with a bronze medal in Division 2, having completed the tournament with a 5-2 record. After a lackluster result at Premier 2 saw them fall out of Division 1 status, they were hungry to right the ship and get their game back on track in the Division 2 draw. With the blended 17U-18U age group splitting to age-specific format for April Provincials, the Black Ladies had plenty to play for, he said. With the Division 2 bronze medal secured, the ladies will now prep for Provincials in late April. They'll be back in Division 1, slotted in Pool C and hungrier than ever to make a statement in this their final Volleyball Alberta event of their final year of club ball.